Highbridge Audio presents The Hidden Child by Camilla Lechbury. Read by Simon Vance. Original material, copyright 2014, Camilla Lechbury, Pegasus Books Edition. Translation, copyright 2013, Marlene Delagy. Recorded by arrangement with Pegasus Books. Recording copyright 2014, Highbridge Company. 1. In the stillness of the room, the only sound came from the flies. The buzzing of their wings beat frantically. The man in the chair did not move. He hadn't moved for a long time. He wasn't actually a man anymore. Not if you defined a man as a living, breathing, sentient being. By now he was reduced to a food source, a haven for insects and maggots. A great swarm of flies buzzed around the motionless figure. They landed occasionally, their jaws working. Then they took off again, buzzed to and fro, searching for a place to land. Edged forward, bumped into one another. The area around the wound on the man's head was particularly interesting. The metallic smell of blood had faded long ago, replaced by a different smell that was both sweeter and mustier. The blood had coagulated. At first it had run down the back of the man's head, down the back of the chair, down onto the floor, where it had eventually gathered in a pool. In the beginning it had been red, full of living corpuscles. Now it had turned black. The pool was no longer recognizable as the viscous fluid that runs through the veins of a human being. Now it was only a black, sticky mass. A few of the flies were trying to escape. They were sated, satisfied. They had laid their eggs. Their jaws had worked hard, filling them up, appeasing their hunger. Now they wanted to get out. They banged their wings against the windowpane, trying in vain to get through the invisible barrier, hitting the glass with a faint tapping sound. Sooner or later they gave up, as the hunger returned. They made their way back to the thing that had once been a man, the thing that was now merely flesh. All summer, Erica had tiptoed around the issue that constantly occupied her thoughts. She had weighed the pros and cons, decided to go up to the attic, but she had never gotten any farther than the stairs. She could blame it on the fact that there had been a lot to do over the past few months. The aftermath of the wedding, the chaos at home while Anna and the children were still living with them, but that was only part of the truth. She was quite simply afraid. Afraid of what she might find. Afraid of rooting around in something that might bring things to the surface that she would rather not know about. Erica knew that Patrick had been on the verge of asking her several times. She could see that he was wondering why she didn't want to read the books they had found in the attic, but he hadn't asked. And she wouldn't have had an answer to give him. What frightened her most was the idea that she might have to revise her picture of reality. The picture she had of her mother, who her mother was, and how she had treated her daughter was less than positive. But it belonged to her. It was familiar. It was a picture that had stood the test of time, like an irrefutable truth, a part of her life. Perhaps it would be confirmed. Perhaps it would even be reinforced. But what if it was turned upside down? What if she had to come to terms with an entirely new reality? Until now she had lacked the courage to take that step. Erica placed her foot on the first stair. From downstairs in the living room she could hear Maya's joyous laughter as Patrick teased her. The sound was reassuring, and she placed her foot on the next stair. 5 more, and she had reached the top. The dust whirled around in the air as she pushed open the hatch and climbed into the attic. She and Patrick had talked about remodelling it at some point in the future, perhaps as a den for Maya when she was older and wanted her own space. But at the moment it was just a storage area, with wide wooden planks on the floor and a sloping roof with exposed beams. It was half full of clutter, Christmas decorations, clothes Maya had already outgrown, various boxes crammed with things that were too ugly to put on display, but too valuable or too imprinted with memories to be thrown away. The chest was right at the far end. It was old, made of wood and metal. Erica had an idea that this kind of thing was called an American trunk. She went over and sat down on the floor, ran her hand over the chest. She took a deep breath, then lifted the lid. A musty smell rushed toward her, and she wrinkled her nose. She wondered what it was that created that characteristic, heavy smell of age. Probably mould, she thought, and immediately her scalp began to itch.